Chapter 12. Linda's Plan. Finally, it was time for Mark to go home. He started walking up the road, and suddenly his mobile phone rang. It was Linda.
"I've got it," she said excitedly. "I've got a plan. I've worked it all out in my head."
"Really? What's the plan?" Mark asked. But Linda refused to say anything more. She told him to meet her at the mansion the next day at 9 o'clock. She would explain everything then. Mark waited impatiently for Linda the next morning at the mansion gates, and, after what seemed like hours, he saw her walking towards him carrying a blue bag on her back. Mark could see that she was really excited about her great idea.
"So, what is it then?"
he asked before she had time to speak.
"I'm going to organise Mrs. Landsman's death," said Linda with a smile.
"How can you? She's already dead. You said so yourself," said Mark in surprise.
"Okay, we know that, but nobody else does," said Linda, leading the way. "Now listen carefully, Mark, and I'll tell you the plan."
For the second morning of filming, it seemed that a lot of the villagers wanted to appear in the film. Edward explained again what the extras had to do in the scenes. The filming started almost immediately. Mark watched the action, noticing that some of the villagers were overacting and had to be told to stop looking at the camera. He had his mobile phone with him, ready for when it was needed. Linda's mind was elsewhere. Everything was ready, and she was patiently waiting for the morning coffee break. Today, refreshments had been set out on the grass. The situation was perfect for Linda's plan. Linda entered the mansion with her bag and quickly climbed the stairs to the last bedroom. The room was very tidy, and the clothes, wig, and sunglasses had disappeared. Linda looked in the cupboards, and finally she found them inside a bag. She put on the white sweater, the sunglasses, and finally the red wig. She looked quickly at herself in the mirror. Yes, she was a perfect Florence Landsman, and she was ready for action. Satisfied with the effect, Linda then started to create a murder scene. She took out a bottle of red liquid, hidden in a cloth. She poured fake blood all around her and pushed over some ornaments to create a violent scene. Then Linda went to the window, opened it, and started shouting, "Help! Help! Murder!" Everybody on the grass looked up, alarmed. The cameraman turned his camera up to the window and started filming this dramatic scene. Everyone was confused. Was this part of the film? Then Linda disappeared from the window and quickly changed her clothes, putting them, with the wig and sunglasses, into her bag. Downstairs on the grass, Mark had already called the police on his mobile phone, according to Linda's instructions. A few minutes later, the police appeared, talking into their police phones. Linda hurried to the end of the corridor and down the servants' stairs. She left the house through the back door. Then she cleaned her red hands on a tissue and threw it into a rubbish bin. She then walked calmly to meet Mark, and they both joined some curious villagers that were entering the house. The police didn't notice them in the confusion. The crowd pushed its way upstairs to the bedroom, Sergeant Harvey at its head. Everyone exclaimed with horror at the blood and the chaos in the bedroom. Suddenly, Julia ran into the room, more shocked than anyone. "What's happening here?" she asked with a white face. Sergeant Harvey said, "It seems your sister has been attacked."
"That's impossible," Julia said immediately.
Mark and Linda were the only ones to really understand Julia's confusion. Then local police cars arrived, and in a few seconds the police were up in the bedroom moving everybody down the stairs away from the crime scene. One of the policemen took Edward's loudspeaker and announced that nobody could leave the mansion. "If anyone has any information about what just happened, please come and talk to us in the study," he said. "I'm Sergeant Harris." Some extras from the village arrived for the midday filming.
They were surprised to see the police cars at the gate and policemen everywhere. "Is this a new scene in the film?" a woman asked. "Oh, it all looks so real, with all the sirens and police cars." Edward and Cindy also seemed very confused, but they said nothing and didn't incriminate themselves. Linda and Mark calmly went to Sergeant Harris and announced that they wanted to speak to him in private. He pointed the way into the study, and the two amateur detectives followed him triumphantly.